Celebration Ministries presents Prophetic Insight and Teaching with Laura Allison. Thanks for listening to this podcast, and we hope you will be blessed. Make sure you subscribe to get new prophetic insights each and every week.
I'm Laura Allison with Facebook Live Prophetic Insight, and I want to encourage you to visit our website, CelebrationMinistries.com, and our YouTube channel, Celebration Ministries YouTube channel. You can subscribe. I've done quite a bit of teaching on there and would love to have you be blessed by what the Lord has been giving us. Today I'm going to talk about faith, the land of the midnight sun. It's kind of an unusual title. I had a wonderful dream. And in this dream, I entered a great, massive house. And the first thing I noticed, which is what I always notice when I go into a new place, these gigantic, towering windows I like to see. And as I always do, I went to the place where the windows were huge and beckoning. I went straight to the windows to look out. And I was filled with wonder and awe at the magnificence that met my gaze. My heart leapt as I saw the beauty of the landscape outside of these massive windows. The most beautiful place, literally, that I had ever seen. Full of light. It's hard to describe what it did to me on the inside when what I saw literally instantly began to transform what was in my heart. And the windows in this great house in my dream seemed endless. Every window that I went to looked out on an ever-changing, magnificent landscape. It was wonderful. I knew that I would never tire of this beauty. And some of the windows soared into the very, very high ceilings of this house. And even though I knew it was a dream, I didn't want to wake up. I didn't want to leave this wonderful place. And somewhere in my brain, in the middle of the dream, I kept thinking, finally, I'm having a wonderful dream. And so I stayed in the dream, going from one window, looking out onto the magnificent beauty, to another as long as I could. Finally, I began to wake up. And as I was waking, I knew the name of the place. And it was Faith, the land of the midnight sun. And there was kind of like a second part of that, the land that time forgot. And so this didn't really make any sense to my brain, but the dream was so wonderful and so incredibly strong that I thought I would never forget it. So I didn't write it down, which was a mistake. For a time, as I was in a sleeping state, I kept trying to return. I wanted to go back to this wonderful place. But then I woke up completely and I went about my day until I realized that I had forgotten the name of the place. So all day I repented and I was sorry that I hadn't written it down, and I longed to go back. So when I went to sleep, to go to bed that night, I asked the Lord to give it back to me, the name. And so He did. It was miraculous. So again, awakening in the middle of the night, the name burst on my consciousness, Faith, the land of the midnight sun, the land that time forgot. So as I pondered this unusual name, I realized that the land of faith can't be touched by the ravages of time. Nothing about time can touch or change or tarnish the beauty in faith. Faith transforms. Faith enters the eye and changes the sight, so that what we see differently than in the days when faith wasn't a part of our perspective. So I realized that all that beauty can be seen any moment, any day in my life. Human circumstances and human emotions can't take away the vision that faith gives me to see as God sees, to transform the ordinary with the grandeur, the beauty, the splendor of God's perspective and God's eyes. And so a profound principle entered my understanding. No matter what the enemy of our soul tries to do to our world or to the things and the people that we love, our eyes must always gaze and look with the eyes of our Creator. Because through the eyes of the Creator, faith transforms first our gaze itself, our ability to see, and then even that which we are looking at. So time, the journey in this world, the circumstances, the horrors that evil plans, it cannot destroy the gaze of the Almighty. And so in this hour, we must look not at the things that we see that are temporal, because we're in a war. And all the things that we see desire to bring us despair, hopelessness, horror, and fear. But faith will transform and show us God's viewpoint, His plans, His victories, and His beauty. So we say, Lord, teach us to look out of the magnificent realm in which You live through the windows of Your eyes and see the landscape that You have planned instead of the landscape created by the wicked one. Thank You, O God, for Your splendor and beauty, grace, Your eternal, incomparable, and reliable plan for our creation. Death can't hold it. Death can't change it. Death can't paint upon the landscape of God's plan. So this transformation isn't out there in what we see with our eyes, but this transformation is inside of us as we choose to look through faith and see as God sees. So I am saying to you and encouraging you in this difficult, critical, and strategic time, let us reach down deep into God's strength to look not at the ravages of time and death that are trying to destroy our world, but let's look with God's eyes and see it as God intends it to be. Let's trust Him and walk each hour and each day in faith in Him, in His eyes, and trust and wait on His plan and live under His shadow, safe and secure from every danger and every alarm, leaning on the everlasting arms. So look up, saints. God always wins. And if God be for us, who can be against us? He and all of His heavenly hosts, angelic armies, and unimaginable might are on our side in this great battle of light against darkness. And so we remember, what does darkness do before great light? What? It runs and disappears as though it never existed. So don't fear darkness. Don't fear evil. They are powerless before our great God, the great Jehovah, the King of all kings, the Prince of Peace. For He is with us. The power and authority of His rod and staff, they comfort us. And He prepares a table for us in the very presence of our enemies. Goodness and mercy follow us all the days of our lives. And we live in this wonderful place that I saw. We live in this great house of our God forever. Looking out of the massive windows of His eyes upon the perpetual light and the beauties of the place He has prepared for us. Encourage yourself in Him today. It's life and it's light and it's His perspective. Amen.
Thank you for listening to Prophetic Insight with Laura Allison. For more teaching from Laura Allison, visit our Celebration Ministries YouTube channel or our website, celebrationministries.com. Donate and partner with us as we continue to train and mentor leaders all over the world. Visit celebrationministries.com/partner today. Join us again next time.